Michigan Democrats are trying to take back the governor's seat that Republicans have held for 8 years. First, they have to choose their candidate in tomorrow's primary. And in a state that went narrowly for President Trump in 2016, Democrats are competing to demonstrate their progressive credentials. Michigan Public Radio's Shayna Roth reports.
As elbows swing among the three Democratic candidates, the most common jab is about how progressive the other person really is.
Yes, I'm a progressive.
The most progressive, people-oriented.
The progressive candidate for governor of Michigan.
Sri Tanadar is the scientist and millionaire businessman who says he's the only candidate who knows what it's like to live in poverty. There's Gretchen Whitmer, the former leader of the state Senate Democrats, who says she's got a proven progressive track record. And there's Abdul El-Sayed, a Detroit health official who's Muslim and has the backing of the senator who reignited the whole progressive movement with his bid for the White House, Bernie Sanders. I'm waiting outside a high school in Grand Rapids with two of El-Sayed's supporters, Heather Alexander and Nathan LaDuke. El-Sayed is on a rally tour across the state with the surprise Democratic ultra-progressive nominee for Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
What time did you get here?
Seven
this morning?
Yeah. Not my idea.
The rally didn't start until noon. Heather Alexander says El-Sayed is her candidate regardless of labels.
Maybe I am a progressive, maybe I'm not, but like, I think for me it's more important to just align policies.
Inside the high school, people held up signs and cheered for El-Sayed, especially when he spoke about picking a progressive for the party nomination. El-Sayed told the crowd they have a choice when they go to the polls.
That choice is between the old way of doing things and a new perspective on our future. And that choice is between what they say is impossible and we will make real.
While El-Sayed has the support of Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, Sri Tanadar is the candidate who claims to be
the most progressive Democrat running for governor.
That's Sri. One of Tanadar's many political ads. He's pumped millions of dollars of his own money into the race. But not everyone agrees with that designation. Lonnie Scott is with Progress Michigan, a nonprofit watchdog group that promotes progressive values. He says Tanadar doesn't measure up to the label he's given himself.
Show me one progressive who believes that it's a progressive value to spend $11 million buying yourself a governor's race.
Scott says El-Sayed and Gretchen Whitmer, the third candidate, are the real progressives. But that hasn't stopped El-Sayed and Whitmer from sparring over Whitmer's progressive credentials. If you ask her, though, she says she's got the receipts.
I am a Democrat. I am a progressive Democrat.
Whitmer has worked on issues like expanding Medicaid and increasing the state's minimum wage. In 2013, speaking out against a bill she said was anti-women, Whitmer stood on the Senate floor and told her colleagues that she had been raped.
It's something I've hidden for a long time. But I think you need to see the face of the women that you are impacting by this vote today.
That was years before the Me Too and Time's Up movement, when her critics called her too progressive. While Whitmer and El-Sayed continue to fight over the meaning of being a progressive, Lonnie Scott with Progress Michigan says they're both solid candidates, showing the party is headed in a new direction.
I think you saw this when people voted for Trump. The public wants someone who is real and who is going to work on the issues that affect them.
Democrats have been without a majority in the legislature and without a seat in the governor's office for years. The people I spoke with at rallies and get out the vote events say that while they hope their candidate gets the nomination, they're willing to vote for the party's choice come November. For NPR News, I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing, Michigan.